SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
I couldn't be religious and gay. It was impossible.
I was being marketed as some sort of like teenage it girl.
When a girl kissed me on my 18th birthday, a whole other world opened up to me.
I was a minor nuisance.
8 Australians will tell you about the choices that have led them to unexpected places.
These are some of the stories you will hear on Let Me Tell You, a podcast where real people tell incredible real stories.
Look for Let Me Tell You and follow wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome to Great Minds, a podcast featuring calming and inspiring guided meditations from around the world. My name is Sarah Malik, and today's teacher is Kynan Tan, who will be guiding us through a Buddhist practice called Metta. In this episode, he will guide us through practicing loving kindness towards another person. As you get settled, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands I'm recording from, and pay my respects to the Cammeraygal people and their elders past and present. I also acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands you're listening from.
In this meditation, you will be offering kindness to a benefactor. This is a person who is easy to feel a sense of goodwill towards. By repeating these intentions of goodwill, you can move towards a stronger sense of kindness. You may even feel the pleasantness and warmth that comes from this feeling of kindness. Begin by finding a comfortable meditation posture. This might be sitting in a chair, lying in bed, or sitting on a cushion on the floor. Look for a balance between being relaxed and alert. Allow the spine to be nice and long. Feel free to make any adjustments to be even a little more comfortable. And once you've found your meditation posture, do your best to be still for the duration of the session. A still body leads to a still mind. If you do need to move, try to do so slowly and with awareness. Come into the present moment. Observe the sensations of the body. Notice the sensations in your hands. Notice the sensations of being supported by the chair, cushion, floor, or bed. Allow your awareness to spread to cover the whole of the body. Become sensitive to the whole body space. Notice if there is a particular emotional state present for you right now. A allow your awareness to open and to gently hold whatever is in your experience. Whatever you notice is totally fine. Simply acknowledge it and allow it to be there. Now bring to mind a benefactor. This is someone in your life that is easy to wish good things for. Start with the person that is easiest to feel a sense of kindness towards. It may be a teacher, mentor, relative, or close friend. Try to think of someone who you have an uncomplicated relationship with. If you can't think of someone right now, you can also bring to mind an animal companion or your favourite plant, whoever it is easy to wish well. Once you've picked someone for this session, take a moment to bring them to mind. You can do this by visualizing them, thinking of them briefly, or just having an awareness of the feeling of being around them. In your mind, repeat the following phrases for them, gently and with kindness. May you be loved. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy. May you be loved. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy. As you say the phrases, see if you can also be aware of the feeling in the body. Notice if any feelings come up for you. You may notice some kind of feeling related to kindness and goodwill, like warmth in the chest area. If you don't feel feelings of kindness or friendliness, that's okay. It's also okay if you feel something very different or even the opposite. Just try to observe what is happening and continue to say the phrases. This plants seeds in the mind that will eventually grow into feelings of goodwill and well-being. continue repeating the phrases. You might want to say each phrase synchronized with a cycle of the breath, or you may want to give more or less space between each one. May you be loved. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy. Here you can move between the phrases, the feeling in the body, and the visualization of your benefactor. Allow your attention to move. Experiment with what feels good for you. Notice what happens as you continue to bring this intention of kindness. If you get distracted, no problem. Whenever you notice the mind has wandered, simply appreciate that moment of awareness and gently return back to the phrases. By repeating these intentions, we can shift our habitual patterns. We can also, at times, cultivate feelings associated with kindness, goodwill, and well-being. Through the repeated intentions towards kindness, we train the mind to begin from this place of kindness and goodwill.
I hope you enjoyed that and thank you for making this space in your day. To read more about Metta, visit sbs.com.au/greatminds. And when you're ready for more, try our other episodes and make sure to follow Great Minds in your favourite podcast player to catch new episodes, including a Vipassana meditation from India and the Tibetan practice of Tonglen. Thank you for listening.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.